This week, Parshas Emor, we have a pasuk that says, "V'lo tchalu Hashem kachiv v'nekdashi v'soch b'nei Yisrael." You shall not tchalalu. You shall not profane or desecrate my name, says Hashem. V'nekdashi v'soch b'nei Yisrael. This is the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah of sanctifying Hashem's name. So we're going to look at selected pieces that are quoted in the Zohar about the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And of course, I think we all hope that we don't have to be mekadesh Hashem. We don't have to sanctify God's name through death. Yet at the same time, one has to actually be prepared for that. Certainly we see what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, of all the attacks that are happening. People understand what's actually going on with that. But I want to look at a few selected pieces that we have in the Zohar about what Mesiras Nefesh is actually all about. So today, colloquially in America, we talk about Mesiras Nefesh, which means real tremendous devotion. The person says, wow, you really Moser Nefesh because you really let that person stay in your house so long. That's real Mesiras Nefesh. Why you did a lot of chesed. It's real Mesiras Nefesh. Real Mesiras Nefesh is the real deal, and that was for generations. And we're blessed to not be stuck in positions like this, but when they actually have to give up their life. When people have to give up their life for the sake of Hashem, that is Mesiras Nefesh. So let's take a look at this idea. That is what the pasuk of V'nekdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael is actually all about. So the Zohar tells us, read the Hebrew version, that there's a concept that in Kriya Shema, when a person recites Kriya Shema, you have to know, v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. You have to love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your resources. What are those referred to? So the famous, this one seems to be somewhat of a famous Zohar. Other one's not as memorable for us. But gadol ma'alas mesiras nefesh b'Kriya Shema, there's a greatness of the mesiras nefesh, one giving over their soul in Kriya Shema, v'nisayon ha mesiras nefesh, Begolos ha'achron. There's also a great Mesiras Nefesh that happens in the final Golos. So this is what the Zohar says. V'zeu o'avo shalkono. This is what we call it the love from Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person in this particular scenario. Mishamoser nashu b'Kriya Shema. Someone who gives over his soul, his life, in Kriya Shema. When he says Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echad, that word Echad over there, bi'ahavas kono, that there's nothing but Hashem, he loves Hashem entirely. What that means, since he's willing to give over his life for the oneness of Hashem, therefore, when we say the word Echad, what that means is when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, on that word Echad, you are enabling yourself to envision, that's why we extend the word Echad as well, enabling yourself to envision the Mesiras Nefesh, the willingness that you have to give up whatever you have for the sake of Hashem, which is why immediately we say V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, without going into Baruch Hashem Kavod right now. But why do we say these things? Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Brachos, even if a person is willing to give up his life, afilu notas nafshcha, even they're willing to give up your life for the sake of Hashem, timchavalei nafshi megufei, that if a person loves his nefesh more than his body, a person is willing to go through physical pain as long as he's not killed. So the Torah tells us, okay, so so even though there might be a person who's willing to give up all physical pleasures in this world and he's willing to suffer affliction for the sake of Hashem, but that person may not be at the level of giving up his life. Therefore, the Torah tells us, "B'chol namshcha, be willing to give up your life." And if a person loves his body more than his money, that he's willing to accept upon himself tsa'ar from having his money taken away from him, but he doesn't want to have any physical afflictions. Therefore, the Torah tells us, "B'chol levavcha, the lev, the heart, is the main part of life itself." And that means a person should even suffer afflictions for the sake of Kedusha Hashem, for sanctifying God's name. When a person's body, he loves his body, I'm sorry, he loves his money more than his body, that he's willing to suffer with monetary things, because he's willing to suffer in anything, physical things, so they don't take his money away from him. You may say, who's like this? There are people like that. Ki ani chashav kemeis. He's willing to deal with physical pain than to have to actually deal with loss of money, because for some people, money is the essence of who they are. Because if he took away his money, he would feel like he's empty, like nothing. He's not worthy of living. Therefore, the Torah tells us, "B'chol mo'adecha." This is from the Gemara in Brachos, that he has to be able to give up all his money for kedushas Hashem, for sanctifying God's name. We know many people in early 1900s, 20s, and 30s that they were sanctifying God's name every week when they would get fired for keeping Shabbos. That was the way they did with all their money. They didn't have anything. They were in total poverty for the sake of Hashem. So therefore he says, whatever is most beloved to you, that's the way that you're going to be able to give up yourself for Hashem. Whenever there's someone attacking the Jewish people for being a Jew, give up what is the most important thing for you. That is one of the greatest, that is the Kiddush Hashem. We're going to see later in the Zohar, Bez Hashem, what other types of things that really, why Hashem wants us from us. This is going to be the ultimate Nisayon, that the Jewish people, the ultimate test the Jewish people are going to go through in the last 70 days of the Gullah, 70 years of the Gullah Ha'achron. Supposedly, the last 70 years of the final Gullah is going to be this difficult time. Shazu Hanisyonus Kashim Bioser. It's going to be terrible, terrible, tests that are going to be on the Jewish people. They're going to take people's money away. It's going to be as if you're going to have nothing, and it's as if they have nothing. Someone who has his money, his body, and his love, whatever things that he has, they're all equal to him. He should give whatever is going to come to him to be able to give over. That's what a person should be able to do for the sake of the love of Hashem. So we live at a time where Baruch Hashem, we don't have these struggles with us. It's important to note that when you say Shema, that you're recognizing you're willing to do this. This is the Yichud of Hashem. Vahu Zimna. On this time, Kishemasha Nafshu Kish Hashem, when a person gives himself over for the sanctification of God's name, who miskash Ramilas Ahava, he becomes intertwined with the word ahava, love. She kamo milas bereshis. It is like the word bereshis itself. But mispar katan. We're not going into mispar katan, but it's a form of gamashri, we'll call it. The word ahava and bereshis come out to be the same. Therefore, nirmas milas bereshis v'fisha nechshav lo ki'ilu b'shvilo barakash barachos ha'olam. That if you get to this tremendous level of ahava by devoting yourself to Hashem, it's as if the world was actually created for you. Because this person gave his soul over to Hashem, be ahava with love. And therefore he says in this Avira, person who's not willing to give over his money, his body, or his life during times of persecution, rather he chooses to live like whatever lechayas kegoy, wants to live like a non-Jew, Rachman Latzon, nech shavlo is considered ki'ilu hechzer sa'ol matovavo. That person turned the world into emptiness in the beginning of Bereshis. It's very difficult for us to imagine this. We have many people that gave up their life. We don't see them anymore. We have many people who did not give up their lives. We see them. They're present around many things. But we don't realize that those are the ones that actually turned the world into tovavo, emptiness. Shemebi chorban la'olam, says the Zohar, that they bring destruction upon the world. Therefore, next the Bereshis, which is Ava, because of Vaharat Haita Tohu Vavohu, which means the land was emptiness. So it means Bereshis is about Mesiris Nevesh. Vaharat Haita Tohu Vavohu, those that did not want to give up their lives for the sake of Hashem, that is an element of emptiness that actually exists. So this is the introduction, Zohar piece, heavy stuff to understand what Mesiris Nefesh is. But when we read the Shema, and we say, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, when we say the Achad, and we say, we're going to love Hashem with all of these things, we have to enable us to be able to feel that we want to be able to devote ourselves entirely for Hashem. We obviously don't want us to be tested in these areas, but if it would come to be, that we're willing to be able to do it for the sake of Hashem.